Baba was giving an audience to people around him, were people around him, and all of a sudden there comes a Western lady at the time. And she comes, middle-aged, and she looks at Baba, and Baba looks at her and makes her feel comfortable and makes her sit down. And so she's seated by Baba's side. She says, "From where have you come, Baba?" He says, "Baba, I'm traveling all over the world. And I heard your name just now on the roadside because there was a crowd there. And I said, what's the matter?" He says, "Meher Baba is there. So I was attracted. I have just come here because I heard the name. So I'm traveling all over the world." "Traveling all over the world? For what?" "Seeing sights. And yeah, I feel happy to see all various sites and various cities and countries and all that sort of thing." "How long have you been traveling?" "Now it's about 3-4 years I have been traveling." "That is wonderful, very good. Such a happy thing to see the sights. So, have you traveled in India?" He says, "Yes, I'm almost over with my tours in India, sightseeing tours." So then Baba questioned us, says, "Well, now that you have toured in India, you must have seen all the sights. Which is the best sight that you like in the world now? So far you have traveled all over the world, almost all over the world now, and also in India. So which is the best sight that you think that is the best one?" So she takes her time and she goes on. A minute passes by, 2 minutes pass by. She's trying to find out, you see, which is the best one. She has not concluded yet which is the best one. Eventually she comes out with this, the Himalayas in India are the best site, Baba. Very fascinating. "Yeah, very good," Baba says. "They are fascinating, they are. It's so good, yeah, it's wonderful." He says, "But you'll continue to go in search of different sites. And it takes a long time even to decipher which is the best one. But once you see me, where I reside in your heart, once you come to that, then there is no more search for sightseeing. That's the best sight. And that won't require even a single moment for you to attest that this is the best. So till such time, when you reach your heart, and see me adorned in the heart, adorning your heart, you will continue to be in search of different sights. But once you see me, it won't take much time to tell you, or for you to tell us which is the best." That's
it. It's simple like that, and yet how much it takes us to realize, eh? How
yeah.
Much we suffer, how much
that
we
is always
how much
the thing.
Looking out there like these
yeah.
Crazy people
yeah.
Are.
Yeah.
Madness.
Madness, madness.
Before we realize it,
yeah. Yeah. That's why Baba says, let's stop the search.
Yeah.
Stop the search. It is because you are searching, that's why you are continuing to search. Baba says, you cannot find God. You will not be able to find Him because He's never lost. How can you find something which is not lost? So what is needed is not to find God, but to lose yourself. It is you who are coming in the way of experiencing your true self. So that's what he tells us. Pursue him, but don't try to find him or search him. Before you were, he is.